did you feel when the farm was liberated, when you were told everything was all right?
Happy. Everybody was so happy. The hawkers said, yeah, then we are free. We're going to go home. But after we find out that communism is there, so we don't want to go home.
Communists in Poland, you mean?
Oh, yes, yeah.
Now, why didn't you want to go to a communist
environment? Oh, God. Because
what did you know heard about a communist environment?
We knew about that. You know why? Because there was Russian people. When the German people go right through, the Russian or Poland or Ukrainian, they get the young people to come to the German, to working. And the Russian people told us how bad it is under the communists. But they force, they don't want to go over there back either. But they some kind of, in the Yalta, Roosevelt and Stalin and was Churchill, they make the arrangement that when the war is over, the Russian people has to come back. But we didn't have to because you were like under the Russian communist. So they came over, they tried to get us. The Polish military.
But you didn't want to go.
Oh, no. They turned over their cars and they burned them and they chased them out and they never came back after us again. I said, oh, my God, please don't take us over there.
Did you want to see your family?
Oh, yes, but it was impossible until 1979, I went over there to see them. But my father, my parents was already dead, so, but she see them.
So you stayed...
I mean, grandfather, anyway.
You stayed in Germany for four more years.
Four more years, yes.
Where? Do you remember the name of the town? Or?
Yeah, they call it Wildflecken. Wildflecken.
That's okay. We'll look it up on the map.
Yeah, no, I think she got... You got one here? Well, anyway, it's... Some place over here.
Where did you stay in this town?
In military...
You were still in the military installment for 4 years.
Yes, but under the American. We were free.
What was that like?
It wasn't too good either. There was no food. When she was born, I got half a pint of milk a day, skim milk for her. There was no juices, no... I mean, we just survived.
Had you married in the interim somewhere when?
I don't understand.
When did you get married? Before this all happened?
No. Yeah, I was married in 1945 in September.
Oh, so in Germany.
Displaced person. That's what they call DP, displaced person.
What was your husband's name?
Jakub.
And so that's. The first husband, right? So that's. If you could just say his name, please.
Younger than me. Yeah. You see?
Yes. Could you just say the name, please?
Jakub Mościwski.
Right. And how did you meet him?
He worked next town where I was working. So I meet him.
So this is after you're in the military installation at this point.
No, we were on a farm yet when I met him. Yes. Yeah. Matter of fact, we came on the same train, but I mean, I don't know him, but after.
So how did you, if you were busy working in the farm all day, how did you have a chance to meet someone?
Once a month, we can go to church. Not the regular church, but there was hospital, and by the hospital was chapel. So we went once a month, they allow us to go to church. So we just, you know.
That's how you met him.
That's how I met him.
Was he Polish also?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So and then Jenny was born at the military installation.
Oh yes, she was born November 5th, 1946.
What was it like being with child at the military installation?
That's what I was gonna say. Believe me, there was no place to go. We were not sure that we were gonna go to over here. I mean, I go to Poland, and we can stay for a while in Germany because even some people now they stay, they have to, they complain that they lost their health and they can emigrate. They only bring over here really are healthy people. We went through the hell to the commission and everything, to the doctors and everything. So they are still there, and Germany has to support them. Yes. And some of them, they really, even myself, through the whole thing, I was so tense and everything. I got problems too myself, emotional. I go to doctors, take medicine, but still I'm not all that.
Why did you decide to come to America as opposed to a different country, perhaps?
Or? Yes, this was in our mind, even from my childhood, the best country in the whole world, and it is. It is, though. Believe me. Because this is my third country I live. But God bless America.
Tell me a little bit about the process of getting the papers and going through the physicals in Germany,
mm-hmm.
so that you could be allowed to leave. Tell mm-hmm. me what some of those...
Well, first of all, we got cards. And we, oh, by the way, you have to have a sponsor. So we got sponsor.
Who's
my, your sponsor? My first husband, family, they live in Carnegie, Pennsylvania. And then they are sending our... The invitation, but meanwhile the uncle died, and we didn't want that they fret they know they we're gonna be burden on them, so they transfer us to my husband, a distant cousin on a farm in Richfield Springs in New York.
What was the name of the town?
Richfield Springs.
Richfield
Springs. Yeah, and we came over here on a farm, not at all.
So how, you've got a sponsor then, you've got this person on a phone.
You had to, yeah.
And then, what papers did you have to get? What?
We gotta have like a birth certificate and marriage and go to a doctor's quite a few times.
They took blood
and different kind of test, and you have to be really, they don't want to bring, sick people over here. So we were really, yeah, but that was in German and English, but we didn't understand English, so we did all the papers in German.
Because Jenny was a baby, was there anything specific for a baby that they had to go through? Was her blood tested and all of
no,
that?
No.
They figured if you're all right, she's
yeah,
all right.
Yes, yeah. Yes, not, they didn't do anything for the babies.
Were you communicating with your mother and father by letter or anything while you were living in Germany?
After the war?
After the
no,
war.
No, I couldn't. No, I didn't until I came over here.
It wasn't
until
you got
yes,
here.
Yes, yeah.
What port did you leave from?
Bremerhaven, Germany.
And what was the name of the boat?
General Harry Taylor.
General Harry Taylor?
Yes.
Oh, I've interviewed other people who are.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
Been on
yeah.
that boat.
Those nice boats, especially with the children. We had the officers' cabinet, so we were lucky. But the men, they have to stay, with the private soldiers, so just, upstairs, and they sleep on here and there. But we were, and the food, my God, in my life, first time I see the food, but I couldn't eat too much because I was afraid that I'm going to be sick. But the children, they were not sick at all. They were...
Was your fear well-founded? Did you get sick while you were on the boat?
I wasn't. Don't feel well, because one night was really, before we came over here, just one night, it was really, the boat was go up and down and here and there. That was kind of scary. But
is this the first time you've been on a big boat?
On a big boat, yes.
What was it like the first time you saw the boat before you got on it? What ran through your mind when you saw this huge boat?
Believe me, I was so happy that I don't even think too much about it. And we stopped over from Bremerhaven to Chino by England. They pick up the mail. And then we just drove when you see the food over there and everything, and especially with the children, they got a special privilege, so they
How long was the boat ride?
About 10 days.
Oh,
that's
not bad. And
we were here about 1 o'clock in the morning by the Statue of Liberty, but we stay until 8 o'clock. By 8 o'clock, we were over by the building. They started to do process, another process again, all this much of papers and everything, so you hang it over your body because you got your child, you got your food for. And
what did you take with you? What did you have to take with you?
Not much, because we didn't get some things, very not much at all, no. Because where you get it, you know.
When did you, do you remember feeling safe? When the boat was leaving Europe, when you were across, was there a point where you suddenly just felt, how do I explain this, just felt safe now that, that
yes,
you put
yes.
Europe behind you?
Was yes, we were very safe and very happy and that we went to America because we heard so much goodies about America. And America is good, free, and opportunity to for the people who care, who work and save. Because some people, they think they dollars grow on the trees. But I wasn't. I knew that you have to work and you have to save, otherwise you'll be poor again.
What did you think when you saw, well, let's see, you said you pulled in by the Statue of Liberty
mm-hmm.
at 1 o'clock in the morning.
In the morning, but we just stayed there and for
did,
a while.
Did
around.
You see the statue? I mean, were you brought up on deck to see the statue?
Yes,
what,
yes.
What
especially, I mean, like in the morning, I can't go on the deck because she was with me. No, but in the morning was already light, and then we stay. I said, oh boy. And then sometime I said, I'm gonna come see, and we went over there to see about what, how many, about 8 years ago or so.
And then they took you from the Statue of Liberty. In the morning, they took you to Ellis Island?
Yes, yes. 8 o'clock, we started the process in the morning.
Describe all that to me. What was Ellis Island like, and what did they do there?
Well, first of all, we went to the, like bridge or things like that, and they were, inspectors again with the papers and everything, if you were the ones and things like that, but they gotta be careful. And then we went on already, and they told us where to go. Because the sponsors were there to meet you. And they serve you like food, donuts, and different things to eat. And then they introduced us here and there. We walking around. And then we were there all day until 7 o'clock at night. And the minibus came over and take us to the train station. And they put us over on the train, and then told us, the conductor, to keep eye on us because we don't understand English. We got just only the, you know, some tag. So we went.
So how long were you at Ellis Island then?
About all day, yes. And then we came on a train to the Utica, New York, you heard, over there, 12 o'clock at night, and the farmer was there already wait for us and brought us on a farm.
You must have been exhausted after all of this, going from place to place.
You know, when you're young and you look forward for something, you are not... But when we came on a farm and sleep on an attic, that wasn't my dream. I believe me, I cry all night like the baby. I was shocked. I expected to be different. It was hot, and somehow that May was awful hot. And then they even we were there. They sprayed the water over the roof because we slept. It was really hot. But we were grateful that. They were good enough to bring us over here. So we didn't have no, you know. And after a while, we work and we got our own place. Took a while, but...
Did you stay in that town?
There was no town, just a farm.
The farm, but I mean in that part of upstate
New
York?
Yeah, yeah.
How long did you stay? Did you actually stay with the farmer?
Oh, we stayed from May till following February. Then we moved to Herkimer, New York, and we worked in a factory.
Tell me a little bit about what it was like getting adjusted to this country. What was the hardest thing for you to get adjusted to?
You know, one thing it was that I couldn't talk open about Polish people, which understand, they were old immigration, or someone was born here, they speak Polish too. Somehow they don't like us. And I talked to them about, you know, things. And then there was one girl, she was Slavish. She speaks Slavish, but I could understand. She said, don't talk to them. Don't say anything about your business, because they are somehow, they don't like you, they are jealous about you. Well, same thing happened with her. They call her the P, and she came home, she cry, and even they send her the farmers. The old lady, she wasn't pleasant at all. God bless her that she helped us to bring over. But she sent her, she said, you better go back to Hitler. You know, it hurts though. Your own people. But the English, I mean, or American, you know, they, I mean English, not our, like, Slavish. They were different. They welcome us different than the other ones.
Was there a big Polish population in Herkimer?
Yes, quite a bit. Yes.
Mm-hmm. What work did your husband get?
He worked in a furniture factory. So did I.
Doing what? Tell me about the first job you got when you got here.
Oh, we first thing we work on a farm. Yes. Then that's,
you were, you
know,
used to that.
I don't want to do that anymore, but I have to living.
Park,
so
God.
We make, when we came here, we make $125 first $100, and then $125 for both of us. No, on a farm.
Oh, on the farm.
And they, but give us milk and things like that, yeah. And roof over our house. And then we moved to Herkimer. So we went to the, maybe you heard, Standard Furniture Company.
Standard Furniture?
Yes, we were there. And working. My husband was finisher-like, and I was assembler. So I put furniture together with a hammer, electric drill, and hand grill, and pulled the big trucks and everything. But somehow, I was happy that I make some money. I got my big first check. I said, oh, I kiss him. I said, I'm going to put a frame. But I couldn't, because I needed money. It was, American people work there, and we were not welcome. You can see they don't say much, but you were not welcome. Some people, they were either jealous of you or some. I really don't know. They were not our own people.
That's interesting.
Yes.
What did you do with your daughter while you were working?
We got babysitting. I mean, babysitting. And she was 4 years old when I started work. So she stayed with, we live upstairs, and the lady lived downstairs, so she took care of her. And then she go to school, and it was, school was right there, and we were right there, so it wasn't any problems to just have babysitting.
How did you learn English?
I should speak better English. One thing, I didn't go to school because I couldn't, because you gotta go to work, and she, you know. So I went just quite a bit, but with her, to get citizen paper. And after, she didn't want to speak Polish to us, because right away she pick up, you know, young child pick so quick English that, I said, Jenny, when she talked to me in English, I didn't say anything. So she knew that I want her to speak Polish to me. Because, not because I was against it, but I figured she never forget English, because she's going to go to school and she's going to learn. But Polish, she will. And that's why we speak Polish a lot at home, that I should speak better. But now she appreciates, because she speaks Polish. And
was it hard for you to learn English? Was it hard to pick up the language?
Not the language, but the writing, spelling. Because we never, people don't spell in Europe. So that spelling is really hard. I can read quite a bit. I read, you know, like now I've got time. But spelling is really...
What about your husband?
He was somehow... can expose to himself. He was like embarrassed the way he talks, and he didn't he write better and things like that, but speaking he had hard time to he was afraid that they're gonna laugh at him or things like that. But for me now, like if I don't know anybody, I keep quiet, like we should get a party, things like that. But if I know now people, the friends, what the heck? I said, I'm the way I talk, but everybody, but people who don't know who I was and that I had accent, they look at me, and you look at me, they know that I got big accent, but I said, well, just the way I talk, that's all.
Well, now, if there was a large Polish population in Herkimer, you probably didn't actually have to speak English that much. Did you tend to speak Polish with your friends? Certainly in the home.
Oh yeah, with the home, in the home, we speak all the time in Polish, because I can't know her. But between people, some they were Polish. They didn't speak Polish either, or just broken, like you know, because some maybe was fourth generation already, so they speak, but not much. So I tried to speak Polish, you know, the co-workers, they speak, they were English and things like that, so they, so I speak, I try anyway.
What was it about America that you really loved? What aspect of America that you just thought was the most wonderful thing?
Well, one thing, we didn't have freedom for, in Germany. So the freedom was the thing that you can go to church, you can speak, and you can write, and you can talk about, like even in Poland, we were free. We were only one national, like all in Polish people, 99% anyway, back. But you know, like teachers or even priests or a little bit higher than the ordinary people, you have to pick. Your hat, like for the men, and you have to bow and you have to kiss the hand and things like that. They didn't respect the ordinary people from the city or like, you know, even priest. He think he was the almighty, not like over here. You can go to him, you shake your hands, you talk to him freely, like I talk to you or to her. But in Poland, you couldn't, and it was free Poland. So the freedom and like to teacher, you have to call by Mr. or Mrs. I mean, even older people, or to priests, kiss their hand and things like that. And they think that you are nothing. Like I live over here. My next door neighbor, who was high educated man, engineering, he was for GE. They really respect me. Another on the other side was his vice president of the bank, and they talked to me like I talk to, you know, to my family. And next one was his lawyer. He comes over by my house. They walk. People walk over here a lot, and he introduced himself. And I don't know who he was. And he's now I find out that he's lawyer. And in Poland, do you think they would talk to me?
So this was very hard to get used to when you got here, was it?
That to talk to them, to by the name, call a lawyer by the name in Europe, God forbid, or even to teacher or to, and she's a teacher, she do her housework, she does everything. In Europe, they have one teacher, one house maid. It's amazing, believe me. What's the difference?
So that really struck you?
Yes, that struck me still yet. Yes.
Did you want to bring your parents over?
They don't even they.
But no. You did reestablish contact with them once you.
Oh
got
yes,
there.
First thing, you know what I did? I got something from Germany. I know I'm not gonna work here. First thing, we got the checks. We send them packages. We were poor, but. So they were amazed, though.
Did what was your mother's reaction to you coming to America?
I didn't talk to my mother after, but when I came went visit my sister, my old younger sister, she said that my mother and her and the family talk how lucky I am to come to America.
Yes. Were they sad, though, that you didn't make the decision to go back to Poland?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Because they are, oh, of course. Oh, yeah, they made, you know. But when she went after 19, after two, when she was in college and they went like tour. And then she went to see her grandfather. She's the only one.
You're talking about your daughter, Jen.
Yes, grandfather. One grandfather in the family. And then she said they treat her like queen because she was from America.
Did you ever regret making the decision to come to America?
Never. Even because my first husband died, just dropped dead. He was only 45. That was shock to me. But
what year was that? Do you remember?
1965. It's going to be 26 years. 27 and already.
And then when did you remarry?
6 years later, 1971.
I see.
Yeah.
But you never, you were always happy you made that decision.
Oh, yes. I would never, you know. When I was there visiting, my sister said, when I was ready to go back, I was there for her month. She said, aren't you sad to go back to America? I said, Amelia, no, I'm not sad. This was my, it still is, you know, that was born here, brought up. But that is my country over there now, and adapted country. And now America is first and Poland is second, because that is my bread and butter, and I was happy. And I never regret, and I, like many times I said to people, people are complaining about this country because they never know any different. I said, don't complain, just say, God bless America, that's all I said.
Well, I think this is probably a good place to end, actually. I think we've brought your immigration experience full circle. I want to thank you very much for letting
you're
me
welcome.
Come out to
you're
Clifton
welcome.
Park.
Yeah.
And it was a wonderful story. Mm-hmm. You've certainly been through a lot. Well,
thank
so,
you.
Yeah. This is Paul Segrist signing off in Clifton Park.
Okay.